Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Anita Bisotto, Chief Marketing Officer and Senior Vice President of the United States Postal Service. And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Bob Reeve.
Anita, the Postal Service recently completed a transformation plan and presented it to Congress and to your customers. Can you talk to us a little bit about that plan, what it entails? You mentioned it before, and what changes you think that will bring in the near term?
You know, the transformation plan is all about ensuring the continued ability of the Postal Service to serve the American public, to provide universal service, mail service to every American, regardless of where they live, what they do. It's all about ensuring that we can continue to deliver to everyone, everywhere, 6 days a week. We're the only service that does that. But if we don't do something now, given our current financial situation and sort of the way the world has changed since the Postal Service was created, you know, back in the early 70s, we're concerned about our ability to continue to provide that service, and we're afraid that it would be in jeopardy. Today's model, which was built in the early 70s, we don't think it will continue to work in today's rapidly changing business environment. Mail growth is decreasing. For years, the Postal Service frankly relied on continued increases in mail volume to fuel the business, and we've seen that start to change over the last couple of years for any number of reasons. At the same time that mail volumes are declining, every year we continue to add about 1.6, 1.7 million new addresses to the network. So the infrastructure is growing, and yet the mail volume on which we rely on to support the continued growing infrastructure has started to slow. So we think that we need to look to another model for the Postal Service for the future, and that's really what the transformation plan is all about.
And specifically, what changes do you envision in the marketing area to meet the challenges of that transformation?
The marketing organization has a key role in terms of the transformation strategies around growth and continuing to find ways to add value to the mail, to turn around or to turn from a world where we rely on volume to one where we rely on adding value to the mail as a fuel for additional revenue or additional volume. A lot of the strategies around growth involve how customers access our products and services. We are looking to rethink our approach to our retail units and to look for different ways of making it easier for customers to access postal products and services. We're going to do a number of things. You'll see us expanding self-service opportunities, moving more transactions to the web, as I mentioned earlier, using partners to help expand customers' access to our products and services. And then we have to aggressively promote those options because, like the web, it's sometimes a well-kept secret to customers that they don't have to come to a Postal Service window unit to buy stamps if that's all they want to do. You can often get stamps at your local grocery store, in your local ATM, on the web, by mail. There are lots of ways that customers can access our products and services. We're going to expand all of those options, and we're going to make sure people know about them. Our strategies also revolve around information-rich mail products. As I mentioned a little earlier in the broadcast, we need to use technology to enhance our competitiveness, keep mail uniquely positioned in the marketplace as a way for customers to do business with their customers. You'll see us moving away from a one-size-fits-all approach to our customer base. We have consumers. We have business customers. It's pretty clear that we treat consumers and business customers somewhat differently now. We have a separate rate structure for large customers, bulk business mailers. And yet we treat customers who mail 500 pieces a month at one time the same as we treat someone who enters 1 million pieces a day, and we think that we need to move towards more customization of products and services for customers to better meet their needs and as a way of bringing new volume and revenue into the system. Clearly, from a marketing perspective, we're looking for a different kind of pricing model. We just need to move to a world where we can approach the whole rate setting and pricing process much differently than today. Customers have told us that they are interested in more predictable rates. Right now, There are questions about whether or not the current construct of the commission and the rules that we live by would even provide for phasing in of rates, as opposed to a situation where you raise the rate and it lasts for a couple of years and then you raise the rates again. So we're looking, actually, we're going to be working with the Postal Rate Commission. We're sponsoring a summit on how we approach what we call omnibus rate cases. That's when we change all 4,000 rates at one time, to see if there's a way we can work together to understand what is, in fact, doable under, you know, under the current rules, and see if we can move to a way of perhaps phasing in rates or doing things differently that better serves customer needs. We're looking to perhaps provide customized pricing solutions for customers. Many people call these negotiated service agreements. Not uncommon, certainly, in the private sector, but looking for ways to work with individual customers and to price their products and services to meet their needs, as well as to provide additional volume and revenue to the Postal Service. We'll clearly be looking. We think there are a lot of opportunities in the package market, so we will be looking to expand our market share in the package business, looking to simplify the package product line, looking for additional payment options, things like that. And I think more importantly, we're going to be you'll see us promoting mail as a key communication and customer relationship management tool. We need to continue to promote the strength of the mail. It's a way of targeting customers. It's a measurable medium. It has a great impact on folks when they get it. People like to get mail. And in this great mid-market customer segment, we think there are real opportunities to show businesses how the Postal Service and mail can help them acquire and retain their customers. And if we can do that, we'll both be more successful.
Those are some pretty complicated ideas.
Yep.
And ones that many people for a long time have thought about and debated. So I'm just curious, what's the timing and the process going forward for the transformation plan?
Well, there are really a couple of different phases, although the activities are going on concurrently. What I'm talking about is the marketing strategy over the next 5 years, mm-hmm. between now and 2006. But there will be certain things. We're going to get to certain points where the current construct will not allow us to go to the next step. And we'll be looking for legislative solutions, and we'll be working on those sorts of solutions as we go and as we identify the need and the opportunity. Ultimately, the transformation plan says we should move to an entirely new business model. And that is a longer undertaking that will require certainly the support and a lot of work on the part of not just the Postal Service, but all of the interested stakeholders in our business.
I'm just curious, from a broader perspective, how do you measure success?
You know, it's a lot harder in it's not as simple as it was when I was supervising in mail processing. When at the end of the day, you know, there was mail. If the mail was gone, you were successful. And if there was still mail on the floor, you were not. We look at things like our market share. We look at revenue and volume as measures of our success, customer satisfaction. So there are a number of measures of success. Frankly, some of the work that we're doing now that we have with the new marketing organization, we're working with a number of folks to take what had been success measures in different parts of the organization and build a set of success measures for, you know, strictly for the marketing organization. But in the end, it's all around, is the volume coming in, is the revenue coming in, are the customers satisfied?
Sounds like exciting times ahead for the Postal Service. Anita, what advice would you give to a young person considering a career with the Postal Service or any public service agency?
You go for it. I've had a wonderful career, and all of the folks around me have had wonderful careers. Government is a really interesting place to be. And I think that, certainly there are all the wonderful public policy reasons why it's great to work in government. But you can get experiences in government that many people don't realize. I was surprised. I'll never forget when I was a clerk And the first time I found out that there were economists working for the Postal Service, or lawyers working for the Postal Service, or marketing people working for the Postal Service, and you tend not to think of government organizations as really having the same sort of opportunities as private businesses do. And we have them, and we have all the public policy challenges layered on top of those opportunities. It's a great place to work. It's wonderfully challenging and interesting, and I'm still very excited about it even after 28 years.
I'm afraid we're out of time, Anita. Bob and I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Anita Bisotto, Chief Marketing Officer and Senior Vice President of the United States Postal Service. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs. You can also get a transcript of today's conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.
How have technology initiatives helped the Department of State fulfill its mission? Read more about this topic in a recently published endowment report by Barry Fulton called Leveraging Technology in the Service of Diplomacy. For a copy of this report, visit our website at endowment.pwcglobal.com or call us at 703-741-1077.